Track 21. The End. Harry wakes up in hospital. Professor Dumbledore is with him. "You are the only person able to get the stone because you are pure," explains Dumbledore. "But don't worry, boy. I destroyed the stone." "Do you know why Quirrell cannot touch me?"
"Because your mother died to save you. This act leaves a mark in your body. It is love."
A few days later, the House Cup ceremony begins. Professor Dumbledore reads the points. 4th, Gryffindor, 312 points. 3rd, Hufflepuff, 352 points. 2nd, Ravenclaw, 426 points. 1st, Slytherin, 472 points. All the students at Slytherin's table shout, clap their hands, and stamp their feet. "However," continues Dumbledore, "considering recent events, I have some points to award. First, to Mr. Ronald Weasley. For the best played game of chess, I award Gryffindor House 50 points. Second, to Miss Hermione Granger, for the use of logic, I award Gryffindor House 50 points. Third, to Mr. Harry Potter, for his courage and pure nerve, I award Gryffindor House 60 points. Now we have 472 points, the same as Slytherin," says Harry. "And to Mr. Neville Longbottom," Dumbledore adds, "because it takes much bravery to stand up to your friends, I award Gryffindor House 10 points. So, Gryffindor wins!" A very loud noise erupts from the Gryffindor table. Harry, Ron, Hermione and Neville look at each other, smiling with satisfaction. Malfoy looks horrified, pale and disgusted. The following day, they get the exam results. Very good marks for Harry and Ron, to their surprise. The best marks for Hermione, of course. Unfortunately, it's time to go back to the Muggle world. The students take the Hogwarts Express and reach Charing Cross on time. All the families are waiting for them smiling. Only Uncle Vernon, Aunt Petunia, and Dudley look angry, as usual.